I knew zero. And here are some of the stories that are making headlines today. Thousands of people protested in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, Sunday in the first demonstration since Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha ignored demonstrators' Saturday night deadline to resign. Italy on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut public gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools to try and halt a rapid resurgence in the coronavirus that has pushed daily infection rates to new records. Measures take effect on Monday and were agreed between Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's government in Rome and regional authorities. This follows two nights of protests in Naples and Rome against curfews introduced last week. Malaysia's king rejected on Sunday a request by the country's prime minister to declare a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus crisis. The king said he did not see the need. The move is a blow for the prime minister, who is facing a leadership challenge from a leading opposition leader, as well as infighting within his ruling coalition. New fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces on Sunday over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, as both sides blamed each other for blocking a peaceful settlement to the conflict. Armenia accused Azeri forces of shelling civilian settlements. Baku denied killing civilians and said it was ready to implement a ceasefire, provided that Armenian forces withdrew from the battlefield. Lebanon's top Christian cleric urged Prime Minister-designate Saeed al-Hariri in Lebanon on Sunday to avoid backdoor deals and to quickly form a new government that will start lifting the country out of financial crisis. Veteran Sunni politician Hariri was named premier for a fourth time on Thursday, a year after huge protests against the ruling elite pushed him to quit. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iraqis headed Sunday to Baghdad's iconic Tahrir Square in the high-security green zone to mark the first anniversary of a protest movement against the country's stagnant political class. The protesters want the entire ouster of the Iraqi ruling class, which they say is corrupt and beholden to neighboring Iran. Iraq is the second largest oil exporter in the world, but has struggled to pay salaries for its public sector workers and even to deliver basic services. In a months-long revolt launched last October, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators camped out in Baghdad and southern cities to demand a total overhaul of the political system. About 600 protesters were killed and 30,000 wounded in clashes with security forces, this before the movement lost momentum in the spring due to the coronavirus crisis and other issues. Since Saturday, military checkpoints and roadblocks have been erected around Tahrir Square and the Green Zone, which is off limits to Iraqi citizens. The Green Zone is heavily fortified, as well as the site of parliament, government offices, and the U.S. Embassy. It's separated by a bridge from the square. Turkey has extended once again a research ship search for gas in contested waters of the eastern Mediterranean. This in defiance of calls from the West to pull back the vessel. The Navy said in a message on the International Maritime Alert System, NAVTEX, that the Oruk Reis would stay in the region until November 4th. It had previously said it would remain until Tuesday. In a counter message on NAVTEX, Greece deemed the Turkish activity as unauthorized and illegal in an area that overlaps the Greek continental shelf. The ship in question, which is escorted by military ships, has become the symbol of Ankara's quest for natural gas in the eastern Mediterranean, where recent discoveries have triggered a rush for it. Dubai is introducing facial recognition system on public transport to beef up security, officials said on Sunday, as the Emirate prepares to host the Global Expo Expedition. The director of Dubai's Transport Security Department says this technology has proven effective in identifying suspicious and wanted people. The Emirate already operates a biometric system using facial recognition at its international airport. Dubai, which sees itself as a leading smart city in the Middle East, has ambitions to become a hub for technology and artificial intelligence. Both sectors will be on show when it opens the multi-billion dollar expo fair next fall, 1 year late. It was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. For your remote, I'm Laurel Gunman for VOA News. We'll be right back.